The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
The voice of the people. News Talk 710, KNUS, Denver. Put some attitude between your ears with Peter Boyles on News Talk 710, KNUS.
Interesting morning, everyone. It is a Wednesday, November the 11th, 2020, 710 KNUS, Denver's talk station. 47 will be the high today, 48 Thursday, and 55 on Friday, 303-696-1971. It has been another interesting morning in a long series of weeks of talk radio about the pending election and the outcome. I want Donald Trump to have stayed the second term. I want Donald Trump to be proven that he got frauded and he gets a second term. Any hope of Donald Trump retaining the Oval Office simply rests on proof of voting fraud. And I've tried to do my homework and read all the cases and all the stories and what the truth is. And like, you know, I'm stuck. Unless there is proof, and I've not yet seen the proof. I know there's a lot of supposition. I know there's a lot of talk radio nonsense, a lot of internet nonsense, and a lot of cheerleading. That's fine. But this goes back into, you know, Donald Trump's going to sweep Colorado. No, he's not. You know, Cory Gardner's going to sweep it in. So Cory's going to win. No, he isn't. Nationwide, there are problems. But any hope that Donald Trump has remains it's in the courtrooms. And I understand this may not be what you want to hear. Once again, the talk radio show that doesn't always tell you what you want to hear. There's places you can go, you can hear what you want to hear, and have a nice day. But watch this. In the meantime and in between time, I think this is really one of the hopes of this state. And he had one time, when we first became friends, he was the minority leader, the House leader for the GOP in Colorado. His name is Pat Neville. I'm friends with his dad. And he stepped down, and we went to lunch together, and he told me his decision, what was going to happen. Hey, man, thanks for doing the radio show. Welcome back, Pat, and good morning.
Hey, thanks for having me.
What do you think? I'll just turn it over to you. You've listened to some of the show this morning. What's going to happen?
The question, I don't think, is what happened to the Republican Party, and more is who has the Republican Party become? So that's kind of the major issue. I mean, the Republican Party, in my mind, has become basically a faction between warring consultants that are all arguing for their piece of the pie and to hang on to whatever bit of power they have left, and now the power is practically gone. I mean, if you take a look at what happened in Pueblo and District House District 47, for instance, you had every business group, every insurance group, everyone behind Bree Winteo in that race. And then you even had Republicans, guys like Greg Brophy, guys like Mark Hillman, that donated to the Democrat. And they said, oh, well, she's a good pro-business Democrat, so we got to get behind her. And then even though she had really bad voting records on guns, even the NRA came by and endorsed this Democrat. And guess what happened? She got beat by 8 points. Everyone kept saying, oh, no, you're not going to win that district. That Democrat, she's you know, a blue dog Democrat. You can't beat her. There's no way. Well, we went in and we did it. And you had all these consultants sitting there criticizing her decision for playing in that race the whole time. She's the main reason that we were able to gain that seat, and we lost another, that we actually stayed steady in the House. I mean, we were outgunned by, I mean, the Democrats had got $6 million that they spent in this race. We were able to raise $500,000 from just the traditional lobby corps. And then we stood up Take Back Colorado, which really made the difference. And that was a bunch of just grassroots people, probably people that listen to this show, getting in $5, $10, you know, knocking on doors and helping out. And that's the part of the part of the party that has been ignored for over the last decade.
Yeah.
It's just those grassroots people, and it's because of these elitist consultants that keep finding their way to move back in on certain jobs. You know, when I took over from leadership 4 years ago, I had someone approach me. Matt Kneedler approached me, and he said, well, I represent you know, four billionaires, you know, people that are worth lots of different money. I'm not going to tell you who they are, but they want you to keep this guy, Andy George, on. They like Andy George. And if you don't keep him on, well, then, you know, they're not going to pony up. And I'm sure that's what's happened to every other leader before me. I chose, well, yeah. Okay, you can keep your money then. Yeah. Well, I'm going to be doing it my way. I'm going to do my thing. We need to make changes.
Let's focus on $64,000 question. Pat Neville's with us. Why did you step away?
Quite frankly, I was sick of dealing with this bureaucracy. I mean, for the last 4 years, there was all these different consultants that the minute I took over and you don't hire them and you don't pay them and pay their piper, they start using all their different little tools to just start making your life totally miserable and try to get in your way. It was more important for them that I fail than to actually elect Republicans.
Yeah, and listen, they wanted you gone. I mean, I know the inside of this, and this is a fine young man, you guys. This guy was, there's a handful of these young men and women that really are the hope if there's going to be one. And I love Dick Wadhams, and he's my friend. He wrote a piece that appeared in the Denver Post this morning. Did you get a chance to read it?
I have not.
It's entitled, Republicans Can Make a Comeback in Colorado. Here's how. Now, the national party belongs to Donald Trump. Do you agree with that?
I do. Well, I think the national party is still the sentiment of the people within the party, but I take a look at even with the RNC, RNC did very little to help President Trump.
I'm bringing you, see, I'm trying, I should have been more direct, but the true Republican Party, the Bushes, and those people, Cory Gardner, Ken Buck, I get on a list of people, Walker Stapleton, the Beaupres, that's the Colorado Republican Party. Now, all the excuse making in the world, and they did and they will, but how does the Republican Party, for all intents and purposes in Colorado, guys like you could have given them the puncher's chance? And when people told me that it was going to be that Cory was going to win and Colorado was going to be a landslide for Donald Trump, and now this morning they're angry because they're not sure what's going to happen with the election. There's a question in there somewhere. Pat, your turn.
Well, you know, you can go back and look at just what happened in this election. I got four. I'm a, you know, as red as a voter can get, and you can look at my voter history and easily tell that. And here I got these four different mail pieces, full-sized, you know, foldable, cut-out inserts. I mean, these things are expensive. Probably cost $6 a piece. And I got four of those things. So, I mean, we keep mailing all these different Republicans, and that's because one of the consultants got paid to do that job. Another one, you know, who's always tried to just kind of really make life difficult for us and work against guys like Dave Williams and, you know, war with them and even war with people like Vicky Tonkins in the Colorado Springs, and that's Jefferson Thomas, just another consultant that was just, you know, cared about his little piece of the pie.
But these people have been proven losers. Why do they keep them in the game?
It's amazing. So, you know, when I didn't continue to work with Andy George and chose to go a different route, well, guess what happened to him? He went over to the Republican IEC, the Republican Party IEC, and started running that fund.
Sure.
And then all the folks that were running that fund started coming in and saying, don't give money to Pat Neville's fund.
I know they do.
Don't give money to his leadership fund. Give it to the Republican IEC fund. So these guys, it seems like every time we try to win something and try to make a change, then they find a way to just maneuver and get into something else. Well, and that's part of the reason I wanted to step aside, because I'm done dealing with it, and I just want to focus on Take Back Colorado and the grassroots.
What happens to the Republican Party in Colorado? It's still in their hands.
It's really got to be in the grassroots hands, and that's why
it has to burn.
You know, that's why I'm working on Take Back Colorado, because
that has to burn.
It seems like the party apparatus themselves and all the other different leadership apparatuses themselves they don't really care about the grassroots.
You know, Patrick,
until we do, we're not going to win anything.
Our guest, the one and only Pat Neville, if you had a football team and you kept bringing that team out on the field and they keep getting beat, and then you tell lies about what's going to happen. You know, I read that that Cory Gardner spent like $9 million in television ads, the worst ads I've ever seen. He spent $9 million on those ads. Wouldn't listen to anybody. And then those concession speeches. You heard that the concession speech that Corey gave that night. Did you hear Ken Buck's speech about supporting John Hickenlooper? They never ran a tough ad. They never campaigned. Places that you showed up, you never had a Cory Gardner, even a Cory Gardner agent, a Cory Gardner representative never showed up. Neither did any of Buck's people. So now they're beat, and now people are angry and calling the radio show, and everybody's upset. Take the fight where it belongs. They're losers. Get them out of there. Number two, what do you think's going to happen with Donald Trump?
I don't know what's going to happen with Donald Trump. I'm nervous about that myself. I mean, I think you did hit it spot on that it's got to be in the courts. And it's just frustrating, too, when you've got – I mean, we have folks here in Colorado that are already conceding that race. And then you look at it and you have Mitch McConnell who's actually saying the right thing. And it's like, above all things, I'm like, when did Mitch McConnell become more conservative than, you know, the average just Republican representative here in Colorado?
But they're running out from underneath it is what they're doing right now. I mean, look, we have to find out. Donald Trump, if we lose Donald Trump, the Republican Party goes back into the hands of the Bushes and people like that. That's where it will be. That's where it belongs. They don't like Donald Trump. You know it, and I know it. And
yeah, that's right. I don't know if it'll necessarily go back. That'll be the default unless we fight back, and we got to fight back.
Watch.
You're right. That will be the default.
Donald Trump, neocons. Yeah, I'm sure. Donald Trump talked about nationalism, securing borders, tariffs to bring back manufacturing, saying goodbye to globalism, staying out of these wars, swearing off these ideological crusades launched by the Bushies and others. And if Joe becomes 46, watch what happens. But in the meantime, you got to tell the GD truth. Trump took, no one hated people like those people hated Trump. The media, academia, cultural elites, professional sports. The guy still got 71 million votes. He got 3 million more votes than he did and he got 3 million more votes in 2020 than he did in 16. A week ago today, he was headed for victory in the Electoral College. But you got to be able to prove it, do you not?
No, you do. I mean, that's the point where we're at now, where they're going to have to come in and prove voter fraud. And, you know, Jenna Ellis has, you know, watched some of the stuff she's doing, and she's an amazing bright star.
She's on the show with us on Friday.
Excellent.
Yeah.
But she's just done great work, and hopefully, you know, stars like her continue to rise, too.
You bet.
If we don't make a change, Donald Trump was the change. I mean, look at the way he was able to fight all those things that you mentioned that were against him. I mean, everything you imagine was thrown at this man. Yeah. And he essentially, you know, fought him to a draw.
And you have to have proof. And that's why the courts, and there's all this, and a lot of it's talk radio gas, and a lot of it's internet gas, and a lot of it's just gas. But I've been trying to read this stuff for two straight days about... Actually, it was snowstorm day, before the snowstorm day, it'd be 3 days. And trying to find, and I made a list of all these different places that have problems, but none of them have been able to be proven yet. And I saw Giuliani saying he's got the evidence. Well, then you're going to have to see it. In the meantime, if Donald Trump doesn't hold, the Republican Party in Colorado, everybody just needs to quit giving them money, walk away from them, let them burn down, tough love them. And see if you can find a young man like Pat Neville. Let him challenge. We got two big challenges coming. You got Michael Bennett, and you got Polis for a second term. Michael Bennett's running. He's up for re-election in 2 years. Who's on the bench, Pat? Who's looking down the bench? Who do you see sitting there could challenge Polis and or Michael Bennett?
Well, I don't know if we have a very large bench here in Colorado, unfortunately. I mean, you know, maybe we'll get lucky. You know, it's kind of funny I mentioned Andy George. He also ran Scott Tipton's campaign. So maybe we'll get lucky and one of the Bushies or the Beaupres that steps up and decides to try to run for one of those seats will, you know, he'll run their campaign into the ground like he did Scott Tipton.
Of course. I mean, there's got to be another Coors brother somewhere, doesn't there?
Yeah, it's. I mean, it's. We've got. I mean, that was. She was a breath of fresh air. Breath of fresh air. What she was able to accomplish and do, and I mean, she even took me by surprise. So I think that's where it's going to come from. It's not going to be someone we necessarily expect or someone who's already out there now running for it. It's going to be someone new and with bright ideas and who's just bold and courageous.
This is a really
People
good
respect that.
Folks in the audience, remember, this is Pat Neville. We went to lunch, and he said he was stepping away from leadership, and I applauded him. You know, there's a moment you have to just walk, and you say, I just can't deal with these people. And this was way before the election, the landslide that was being predicted. No, it's going to be a landslide. I'm talking about these are people who told me Colorado was going to landslide for Trump. And I'm thinking, I know that their feelings are there. My feelings are there. Here's a question for you. When you saw the trucks riding around on 470 and I-25 with Trump flags, I never saw a Cory Gardner flag. Did you?
No, I've never seen any sort of excitement for any candidate like you saw for President Trump. Yeah. I mean, the only one that came close in Colorado this year was Lauren Boebert.
That's right.
And she had a rally. I mean, there were tons of people there.
Yeah.
It was very exciting, and people were all, you know, ramped up about her campaign. But that was about it. I mean, every other...
I went to a
candidate that was running in a major race was
I went to a private fund. I haven't talked about this on the show, but I went to a private fundraiser in a friend's backyard for her. She comes in strapped. She's got a gun on, and I just listened to her speak, and she's now the face of the party. That's not Ken Buck. She's the face of the party, and she's got a future. I think she has to season, you know, get some time in Congress. There's people, let's run her for Senate. No, she's not ready for that. But she is now the face. And then they tell you, well, somebody like her couldn't win statewide. How do you know? Because you ran a bunch of weenies, you know, Walker Stapleton and Cory Gardner. You ran a bunch of weenies. And here's this young woman up in Rifle, Colorado, has got more heart and soul than all of them combined. And they tell you she can't win. What kind of nonsense is that?
It is nonsense. And they, you know, the minute she won the primary, I know I got a text message from Larry Liston down in the Springs, and he said, oh, well, we lost that seat. It was just immediately wrote it off. I'm like, you guys got to be kidding me. But that's the way the party acts, and she surprised them all. Good for her.
Yeah. Listen.
Might be the one bright light for us.
Say hi to your old man, and we'll get together next week, and we'll plot and scheme.
Sounds good.
Thanks, Pat.
It's not a conspiracy unless you're there.
I love it. It isn't. You're right.
Right.
Pat Neville, everyone. Thank you. All right, I got to read this. Peter, how many burning cities are run by people with a D after their name? It does matter. And then the next one goes, you only read what you agree with. All right. Big congratulations to Urban Lights on their 40th year in the lighting biz. These guys are the best. Celebrate with them. The anniversary goes on Saturdays and Sundays. Save 40% on all lighting, up to 70% off clearance items. You're going to find incredible deals this weekend, 20,000 square feet of gorgeous lighting displays. You got to check it out. The place is like an art gallery. Take advantage of their experts who will help you plan the perfect design for your home. Unique shopping experience will be like getting complimentary design services, and always the lowest price is guaranteed. Brand name ceiling fans. Ceiling fans are the answer. I call them overhead ceiling fans. Minka Air, Kichler. Go down and see. I mean, holidays are, you know, not that far away. Today is the 11th of November. Online, urbanlightsdenver.com. Unbeatable price guarantees. And take it from me, the best. You can find them just south of I-25 on Santa Fe between Florida and Mississippi. Local experts in bringing genuine value to any space. I'm so glad you're with us. 7 days a week, they are Urban Lights.
Now, back to the Peter Boyle Show.
Morning, everybody, on a Wednesday, the 11th morning of November 2020. 710 KNUS. I'm Peter Boyle. 47 the high today and 48 on Thursday, and the beat goes on. You know, there's a family of people in the radio business that always stay in touch and always help each other. There's a lot of people on the fringe of that, but there's a real centerpiece of that. And one of them is Willie B. And Willie B. and I worked together for forever. We rode motorcycles together. We did fundraisers together. And through Mandy Connell, Willie B's house burned. And I'm texting with him this morning. But iHeart set up a KB, it's called BPI Family Gives Back to Willie B. And you're just not a better guy. I mean, maybe we can cross-pollinate and he can come on the radio show. I sent him a text. And he's got his baby. You know, Willie B's a dad. That's amazing. But I asked him to come on the air, and I said, call letters don't mean much at a time like this, but to Mandy and to Willie B. And if you can help, you can help. We'll talk more about it. Let's go back to the phones. We go to Hank, or Frank, rather. Frank, I apologize. Yeah, you're on the radio show. Good morning. Thank you.
Good morning, Peter. I absolutely believe that Trump's got this, not necessarily in the bag, but, you know, just from the election night and seeing how the counts were coming in, and then everything stopped, and then the counts started in those major states to put Mr. Biden over the top, and it's only the media that's really pushing this. You know, none of the other experts are really weighing in. It's all these folks that have a lot to gain by getting him out of the office.
Well, it isn't called until the states ratify,
right?
And that's why I'm using Al Gore and W. Remember, they called Al Gore President-elect Gore.
Right.
Up until the very end.
Just 20 years ago. That was just around the corner, wasn't
it? I understand
that.
But it was a different story. It's a different case. And remember also, and this is that Hillary Clinton for 4 years said she was the real winner. They never let go. They're not going to let go. And so I say Trump is not Republicans, aren't going to let go. I guess it's understandable.
What I saw coming is I think that the parties are somewhat over. The last 4 years have been kind of proof of what we've been up against, which is really major collusion into. I think last week somebody mentioned the deep state on your show, and I think that's really what it comes down to. The deep state is not an American thing.
No.
It's not a party-specific thing. It's a group of individuals that have a transnational ruling account over the world.
But I do see the best example I can give is the Pfizer story, and I've been leaning on that I believe this COVID-19 vaccine, they knew this 25 days ago, that they had a winner. And they're a multinational corporation. A tremendous amount of their production is done in the PRC. Trump's at war with the PRC, rightfully so. When Donald Trump was talking about bringing our manufacturing base back home and saying goodbye to these globalists, this is where the Bushes, this is where the Bushes and the deep state, the CIA, the FBI, the DOJ, the Department of State,
and now Biden, the
Bilderbergers. I mean, this is all stuff is mixed together. And if you don't think that they didn't know and wait, and as a reader of history, and actually I was doing radio when this happened, when Ayatollah Khomeini held the American hostages. And on the day that Jimmy Carter was no longer president, the second that Ronald Reagan was sworn in, he released them. And there's all kinds of theories about Ayatollah. I've read his life. I mean, Ayatollah was like this really Freudian, weird dreamer, and he dreamt things. And people said if he dreamt something, we'd do it. But remember, he called Jimmy Carter the Great Satan because Jimmy Carter and, you know, all the stuff that went on with Kissinger and Zabrinsky and when the Shah leaves and all this
but
stuff.
But he folded for Reagan.
But he folded for Reagan
the minute Reagan was in.
Exactly. Now, did he do it because he knew Reagan was no nonsense? Did he do it because he'd finally gotten his revenge on Jimmy Carter? Or whatever his reasons were. But there's an example.
An example of the deals that are struck behind
Exactly. And there was always belief that, you know, that Poppy Bush pulled a deal. Could have. He's capable. Mm-hmm. But the COVID vaccine from Pfizer, how long do you think they knew they had a winner?
They had that for quite a while. But the Pfizer, isn't it being reported that it's about 90% effective?
Yeah, I'll take that.
For a virus that has a 99% chance of not killing you, that's great.
Yeah. But the point is, it's gonna bring back whatever, like, I was at Larson Ski Shop yesterday, and his new ski equipment is so great. I hung around, talk with the guys. They're wonderful skiers, but no one's quite sure what ski season's going to look like. You know, Loveland opens, A Basin opens, Winter Park. We're waiting for the announcement, and part of it is how much terrain do they need to be open to be. I was talking to Gary DeFrange about to be all that kind of stuff plays into this, and people are losing money. They're getting killed.
It's because they're paying attention to the authority figures that aren't even authority figures.
Here's one.
There's a major mix-up going on, an unmixing going on.
I brought this up this morning. with Billy and Tom, and it started a big war, but CDC releasing guidelines on how to have Thanksgiving.
Yeah, the CDC, prior to the COVID, was already caught up in a scam where they lost one of their own overseers. They basically murdered one of their own whistleblowers. I give you the name, and you should look into it, but they had absolutely been caught, showing that they were flubbing the data, that that season's vaccine for the flu was killing people.
One of the first
and
things.
I think this needs to come out in the open, Peter, COVID is a fake, scammy little scientific thing run by elites.
No, but
okay?
I don't know that. No, and I don't believe that. I believe that's a legitimate virus that got loose. But what?
Yeah, like, and legitimately, your president caught it. 12 doctors said he caught it, and then the same 12 doctors than a week later said he was cured.
Yeah, but he was also, and I've talked to physicians on the air. I mean, people that are not, they're pro-Trump, that say the treatments that he got were treatments that, you know, the average, you know, stooge, and rightfully so. He's the president, for God's sake.
But yeah, he got Regeneron.
He got stuff that you and I probably couldn't get. But again,
but now let me put this in comparison. So you've got the Biden camp and the elites that want to say, hey, let's go back to business as usual. Come get your vaccine. Just get back to work, you peasants. And then you have the revolutionary group that's been out in numbers as much as 57,000 people in Pennsylvania out in the cold for the American president.
I understand that. But what I'm...
And he's telling them directly, Peter, every single time he's out there in front of those people, he's telling them directly, I took Regeneron, and I'm going to get it to you guys.
Yeah. Well, but...
And that will make this plague go away.
I believe that Joe Biden will shut the country down like Boris Johnson did.
Totally.
And, I mean, I believe that. Now, I don't know it, but... But now with this, I'm telling you, this vaccine, I come back to the theories of the vaccine, but Pfizer, and there's another one called BioNTech. Mm-hmm. And I believe, much like Ayatollah, I believe that this was in their back pocket. But
absolutely.
But Joe Biden, who one of Joe's many nicknames is China Joe. They call him China Joe.
Yeah.
That's for real. They do. I mean, this is
Peter. His kid's laptop has all the deals. I mean, he's been exposed.
Right,
he could not get a top secret clearance.
But now what they must do, and Donald Trump, if he has any hope of retaining that office, they have to show proof of voter fraud. And right now, it hasn't happened. And I'm not saying it won't, but it hasn't.
No. It will. It has to get into court. It's no different than the media saying they're telling us.
But remember the level of fraud.
There
has to be an intense level of fraud. And I'm telling people, and I'm maybe, you know, like this once again, you know, the pony ain't going to be under the tree. And I don't know. I don't know if Donald Trump has lost this or not. And if he has, then what? What are you ready for? And we spoke with the great historian David Smith. We talked about the Nixon moment, and you know, and
I was listening. Yeah, that was
he's brilliant.
This is very. We're in a whole new realm of new history being made. This will be a constitutional crisis. I believe it.
Well,
it'll be a constitutional crisis.
See where we are headed. See where we are headed. But any hope of Donald Trump staying? You got to keep in mind that there's so much of this news. Talk radio, internet stuff, so much of these stories have been proven to be inaccurate, not true. And yet Giuliani's out there saying he has evidence. Okay, I want to see it. They say it's all being put together. They're going to arrest people. Okay, let me see that happen. But what was the great line? You know, hope for the best and expect the worst, and we'll see what happens next. But, you know, Donald Trump, 71 million plus people voted for Donald Trump. You know, they're not going to, you know, nobody's going to go, and this idea, we must heal now, hey, bite me.
Yeah,
all the things,
yeah, you know, you can tell the gaslighting is starting when this starts to come out.
Call me names.
And the media is complicit in this.
Of course they are.
The media is just trying to cram this.
Of course they are.
This one guy that nobody cared about, like really no one cared about.
No one wanted him.
This is a man who has Chinese connections.
Sure.
This is a man who is
Did they not want him. His vice president couldn't get past the first round, and she's in the deal. Listen, I'm going to jump. I love the call, man. Thank you so much.
Peter.
All right, we're coming up on time here. I don't know who the name is because it's not showing up on the screen, but you're on the air.
Hello?
Whoever this is, you're on the air. I don't see your name. Go ahead. You're on.
Okay, I'm just going to say, you know, what is it, 71 million voted for Trump?
Yeah.
I will say I've all my friends and people I've talked to thus far that are Republicans say absolutely, and I even have some Democratic friends that say, yeah, so what?
But he lost Colorado by, what, 400,000 votes?
Well, you know, I have to give it to you, Peter. You're one of the ones that had brought this up and been a clarion about Colorado. And you've been actually one of the only ones on radio. And so I will say this, based on what you did and you kept on saying, let it burn. And it just dawned on me. I basically have withdrawn from the Republican Party. I'm no longer. And you're right. You're exactly right. Because it's a bunch of that's the party I hate. Yeah. That's how the old Republican Party was.
Yeah.
I can't stand it.
It's gone.
They're even worse than the Democrats.
Well,
so, but I will say this. Trump has opened my eyes. He's opened up so many Americans' eyes. We do no longer have a republic that is run by the people or people elect. He has shown that it's not what you want. It's what we want, and we will make that number work.
Yeah. He fought against academia. He fought against professional sports, entertainment, the news media, foreign policy, the globalists, the multinational bankers, the multinational corporations. And this is a guy, when he pulls that Middle Eastern deal, honest to God, that's the equivalent of bringing down the Berlin Wall. They don't talk about
right.
that. I mean, look, he's in trouble.
Peter, you know what he represents? He represents the little mom and pop shop.
Absolutely.
He doesn't represent the big multi-million dollars. People succeeded because they could open up stores.
But
that's what drove this economy. They employed one or two people.
But again,
that's what changed.
But again, when I was a boy, thousands of years ago, the Democratic Party was the party of the working man. My dad said it. Today, it's the party of they're Trotskyists, for God's sake. And the Republican
billionaires.
And the Republican Party
billionaires.
And the Republican Party is a party of stooges and bushes. In the middle of this, merges this character, Donald Trump. And they can't
right.
they couldn't tolerate him, whether he's beat or not beat. It doesn't look good right now, and I know that's gonna anger up the emailers and texters. I can't find it, and I'm looking for it because I want it to be.
But well, they're not going to bring it to the public because if they do, then they can possibly change it from
see.
The Democrats. But
knock somebody down. The Trump campaign has lawsuits. They're ready to go. Some of them have been filed. Some of them have been rejected. I follow Giuliani because it's Pennsylvania stuff. And there was a secretary of state in Pennsylvania who's a known Trump hater. I mean, those are people that you shouldn't trust. But we got to see the truth.
Well, I agree with you, and I wish we would. I don't think we will, because the establishment, the legal system is against him as well. The Department of Justice, you know what? We don't talk about the Biden laptop anymore. It's all gone, huh?
Well, you watch.
But it went to the FBI.
No, of course. And why? And again, you trust the FBI because you take care of yourself.
I think they're part of.
Of course.
The CIA,
of course.
The FBI
of course.
Does more damage to America than it does to our adversaries.
When you spend time reading about the history of the American CIA, the only thing the CIA has ever done is gotten American kids killed. That's what they do.
All right,
man. We're there. 303-696-1971. Getting text from Tom Martino this morning. That's pretty cool, man. Everybody's talking about Willie. And Willie, I think we can get Willie on a radio show with us, Billy, since he can't appear. The pandemic has many homeowners and renters reevaluating what living space they need, and maybe it's an extra room for use as an office or more space for remote learning. Sounds great. My grandson's coming over to remote learn today. Got some space for remote learning. Sounds good. Mortgage rates are still at record lows, meaning you can spend far less on interest and more on your new home. Watch what these guys do with the interest rate, right? The people that can help, American Financing, they don't do upfronts or hidden fees. The mortgage consultants will discuss custom loan options. They sit you down and meet your needs. Save you up to $1,000 a month. Think about that. And starting your term over so you're much tighter on the time of what you owe, they want the best for you. American Financing, 303-695-7000. 303-695-7000. Apply online. AmericanFinancing.net, NMLS 182334, regulated by the Division of Real Estate. Call these guys up this morning and say, okay, I want the deal. 303-695-7000 today.
Listen live at radio.com.
This is the Peter Boyle Show.
Wednesday morning, everyone. It is 7:45. I get Willie B. on the show to see what happens here this morning. Dave Gruber's coming up. It's a Wednesday morning, 7:10 KNUS. Gabe joins us from Alpine. Last couple of days, the market's been running. Gabe, what do we got this morning?
Still in the green, sir. Continuing to run. And before I get started, just want to say happy Veterans Day and thank you to all the servicemen and women out there. We really appreciate your sacrifice. But we are continuing kind of the green run, Pete. Currently, the Dow is up 49, the NASDAQ is up 167, and the S&P is up 21. So a lot of the names that have been making big gains since the election, so to speak, I know Amy hit on this briefly yesterday, haven't been necessarily the big tech names. More of the traditional blue chip value stocks, as well as a lot of the stocks that are going to benefit if we do get a vaccine in order. So we are being a little bit more active in portfolios with clients from the planning perspective, doing a little end of year tax planning and RMD planning for next year. So as always, Pete, you got some clients that need some help or talk to Brian, Abby, and myself. Always give us a call at Alpine Planning Group.
What do you think? I mean, the announcement of the vaccine, I don't know what the outcome of the election is. I don't think anyone knows. They're leaning towards Joe Biden.
Right.
Do those things make the market run? I think the vaccine clearly does.
The vaccine clearly does, and as it relates to the election, I think there is a big case for if you have Biden in the White House, but a Republican-controlled Senate.
Yeah.
And the reason that's important is I think they'll keep each other in check more, but as far as the market is concerned, they'd be less concerned about, you know, potential tax hike and things like that. But Biden and the Republicans would potentially work on, you know, a stimulus package, whether it be $3 trillion for infrastructure or something else. But in the short term, getting, you know, a relief package for COVID might also help the market in the short term.
303-843-0918. Gabe's a really fine, very smart young man. Investing is a matter of trust. He will earn yours, 303-843-0918. My boy, thank you. We'll do it again tomorrow.
All right. Be well, Pete. Bye-bye.
Securities and investment advisory services offered through Woodbury Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA SIPC and registered investment advisor. Alpine Planning Group and Woodbury Financial Services, Inc. are not affiliated entities. 14 West Dry Creek Circle, Littleton, Colorado, 80120.
All right. It's a Wednesday morning. Coming up on the other side, Dave Gruber will be with us from Aurora City Council. It's sort of a now what? And it has been another one of those mornings on talk radio. I know that there are people that want things to be true that may not be true. And I go over all the list of charges, and there's plenty of charges that are being made across the country. In Pennsylvania, actually led by Rudolph Giuliani. And what will happen next? And there are all these different things. But really get down to this, and this is important. Going into a court and resting on the proof of voter fraud, not talking about internet rumors or things that people believe. All right, this is Jacqueline. You're on a radio show. Good morning, and thank you.
Yes, good morning, Peter. I hope you can hear me.
I can.
I listened yesterday on Dominion on Newsmax Radio.
Mm-hmm,
Dominion
mm-hmm.
Software provided the electronic voting machines,
mm-hmm.
and that's back in Pennsylvania, and where they have the question of the legitimacy of the voting. Nancy Pelosi's husband owns a major bunch of stock in this company,
mm-hmm.
and so does Dianne Feinstein.
Yep.
Now, does Colorado have the same Dominion software? I'd be curious to find out if
I think,
they do.
I think, and again, predicated on my reading, I believe, but once again, this is how this works. It doesn't mean anything. It's part of rumor, and it's part of conspiracy. But,
but
let me finish. You got to be able to go in and say, okay, here's the proof.
Now, if they do find this, and I do believe they have it, and I do believe Colorado has voter fraud as well.
I'm a native of Colorado. They didn't need voter fraud to win here.
No, they didn't. But, Pete, no one questions it. Cory Gardner left and took his tail behind us, between his legs and left. Nobody even questions the voting in Colorado. They just figure, well, we've lost it.
Ma'am, he lost by double digits. Donald Trump is beaten by 400,000 votes here.
But nobody even questions, Pete.
Well,
I mean, I know most of Colorado that never voted for Hickenlooper, has never voted for the guy.
Once again, you're saying all the Indians that you have ever seen walked in single file because the ones that you saw did. Listen, Cory Gardner. could have really run a very decent campaign and really knocked this guy out of the box. But whatever his reasons, or whatever the party's reasons, I don't know. It doesn't even matter at this point. Donald Trump lost by 400,000 votes here. I think it's more than legit. I was told all the things I was told, and I think there's a lot of that anger firing back this morning. That, and they didn't need to rig anything in Colorado. The Republicans were beat and beaten
badly.
Well,
you know, Pete, I'd come back and run. I don't live in Colorado anymore, but I can't afford to live in my own home state.
It's okay. I mean,
But if I could, I'd come back and run.
You can do whatever you want to do. I mean, this is still America, but the point of it is I come back to this, and we'll talk with Gruber. Donald Trump may lose the presidency. The question is, will Trumpism be rejected? And I listen to people talk, and the answer is no, but the party will fall back into the hands of the Bushes, and it'll fall back into the hands of the Cheneys. And it'll
I understand what you mean, and I'm afraid of that also. I think America is.
Believe me when I tell you what's going to happen. I mean, big deal. You know, I'm telling you that if Joe Biden becomes our 46th president, you watch. You watch what's going to happen. I mean, I'm like this Trump guy, and you go back to what Trump did for, at least for me, he made America first. He brought back nationalism, which was attacked as white supremacy and Klansmen and all the crap that the idiots on Channel 9 and other idiots said. He secured the borders. He used tariffs to bring back our manufacturing base. I mean, guys that I grew up with that saw the mills go. He said goodbye to this globalism insanity of the Bushes. He stayed out of unnecessary wars. We went for 4 years without a war, pulling guys out of wars. These ideological crusades that these neocon globalist fools. And I'm telling you, I do believe this. That vaccine, that Pfizer thing, they held back on them. They sandbagged them. But
Donald Trump is responsible for having this, having the research done.
Well, no, he didn't. Pfizer never took a nickel. That was one of their. But their production is done in the PRC. I lost your call. The People's Republic is where this stuff is done. And Donald Trump won 3 million more votes in 2020 than in 2016. But so many people, and they pushed that turnout to vote, all the ads on television, they were all aimed at Trump. And the party didn't want him. Don't kid yourself. They didn't want him here in Colorado. And Wadhams' piece, we'll get him on a radio show. This is all about hating Donald Trump. But how come then turn around and look and rifle Colorado and this young woman who lionizes Donald Trump? She walks it in. She beats some leftist. We can't talk about her on a national. We can't talk about her on a statewide level. No, you can't, can you? All right, our friends at Anderson's Vacuums have 3 stores now to serve you. What a great holiday family gift. You can get it ahead of time. Remember, Billy, music started. Okay, I'll pick it up on the other side. Dave Gruber's with us. And then open lines continue. And we get down to this. Donald Trump, you have to show fraud. You have to show voter fraud. It has to be significant voter fraud. And they say the evidence is being assembled. Let's get it. The proof will be damning. I want to see it. I want Donald Trump to stay. But what happens if it's not going to happen? It's Wednesday, November the 11th, 2020. Hold on.